Sixth place tonight, Mike. Coming back to maybe try to recapture track title, the brand new team, brand new car. How'd things go tonight? A little slower, it seemed, than it did maybe in last week's practice session. Then he looked really good in the time trial, too. When did the car go away on you?
At the end there, the wing fell off there, so that's when the car really got really tight. It just wouldn't go after that. But before that, the car was running good. Had a little problem there in the heat. We'll come back next week, I guess.
At what point in the feature did the wing fall off?
Right after I went around Cameron there, I could hear it start scraping. I hit that.
Was that the beginning or the middle?
Middle, I don't know what it was, to tell you the truth. But, and the car got real tight after that. We just kind of hung on to the end.
Like I said earlier, though, brand new team, brand new car. How much more could you ask for the way it ran last week? You almost broke the 18-second barrier.
Not bad. We ran faster than the heat tonight, so the car's running good. We just got to keep it one piece. And it's tough coming from the back. Should put the fast qualifiers up front. It's 2 weeks in a, 2 years in a row. It's that fast time, got wrecked in the heat. See what happens next week.
All right. I've been asking most of the guys this tonight, other than Russ Brown, and maybe just as much Russ Brown because he's taken a couple of years off here and there. You're the most veteran driver in this division. One-third of the class tonight were rookies. It's a great thing to have new drivers in the field and everything. What kind of advice can you give them? It's like one-third of the whole field tonight.
They just go out there, get track time. I couldn't believe there wasn't more of them here yesterday for practice. Get some track time. That's how you can get track time. Keep going.
Should they model their driving after anybody in particular?
No, everybody's got to drive their own style. It depends on your car and your driving, but they just need track time to get out there and run some laps and get used to it.
What about the rest of the guys, the other two-thirds? Do you think they maybe need to have a little more patience the first couple weeks at least?
That's easy to say, but when you just strap that helmet on, everybody wants to win. That's just tough.
Any predictions this year and your toughest competition is going to be?
We've got a good class of cars here this year. I think it'll be tough this year. Competition's stepped up. Everybody stepped up. It's going to be a tough. Should be some good racing this year.
All right, Mike, who'd you like to thank for your, I don't know, how many years been running in this class?
Too many. I got to first thank my new car owner, Denise Merrill, for giving me this car. I mean, she's gone way out of her way to get anything I wanted. So the car's running good. And I thank all my guys for putting it together. We only had about 2 months to put it together. We put a lot of hours in it to get it here. I thank them and thank my wife and family and sponsors, Mays and Premier Landscaping, CP Electric, and Millennium Music, and tonight's sponsors. And let's come back next week and see what happens.